the So Nice Embroidery Printing and Promotion Feel Good Story of the Week. Bring it on, baby. Here's the opening theme.
Oh, it's so nice, so nice, so nice, so nice, so nice, so nice. Oh, it's so nice to be with you.
So Nice Embroidery Printing and Promotions has a cool website there at SEWNiceEmbroidery.com, SEWNiceEmbroidery.com. Posted a picture of myself with Jason Lee, who I believe is going to be joining us again next week. He is going to be in our news department. And that's good news. He's back from Alaska. But I posted a picture of us that was taken at the Frydown, Cahaba River Frydown, a couple of years ago. And we're both wearing Richard Dixon shirts. And immediately the comments, where can I get one of those? I want one of those shirts. I got to have one of those shirts. I love those shirts. I want to have a shirt. SEWNiceEmbroidery.com. If you go up, you can see where it says stores, and you can actually visit the Talk 99.5 merchandise store there. And you can buy that shirt and other fabulous Talk 99.5 merchandise. To make it clear, we don't make any money off of that. What happens is, of course, obviously, we have to pay somebody to make the shirt for us. That would be So Nice Embroidery, because we trust them and we believe that they do the best work. And then, you know, we take whatever profits we may have made and we turn around and give it to a good cause. Last time we did this, it was three hots in a cot. We're gathering up money right now. We'll figure out where it's going to go once we have enough to make it worthwhile. SCWNiceEmbroidery.com. You, by the way, if you have an organization that would like to sell some merchandise, they can put together a store just like that for you. Just give them a call, 594-5461, or contact them through the website, SCWNiceEmbroidery.com. SCWNiceEmbroidery.com. Good folks, great people. Let's see what we have in terms of a top quality news story. Oh, this is great. A couple of colleges in Ohio have decided to get into a friendly competition. Here's what happened. Pardon me. A Xavier College alum went to Zips Cafe and on a $54 bill left a tip of $1,000 and a note that said, please share this tip with all your employees as they work so hard and are dealing with COVID. Go Xavier. Gotta love that. Next thing you know, the following week, two anonymous UC fans, University of Cincinnati, which is 3 miles up the road from Xavier. Following week, two anonymous UC fans leave a tip of $1,001 at the nearby Keystone Bar and Grill, along with a challenge. Earlier this week, I saw a Xavier fan tip $1,000 at Zips. I believe now more than ever, we need to support our local restaurants. Let's see how long we can keep this going. Bearcats up by one. So Keystone spread the word of the generous gratuity to Facebook, explaining the tippers who preferred to remain nameless weren't in it for the glory, but in hopes of inspiring others to do likewise. They closed the post by throwing a little friendly fuel on the fire. It's your turn, Xavier fans. Who will be one-upping the Bearcats by leaving a $1,002 tip at your favorite local bar or restaurant? Well, the answer is lots of people. This has been going on for just a few weeks now. And right now, they have managed to put together $34,000 in tips for Cincinnati's restaurant workers as each school alum tries to outdo the others. $34,000 in tips, usually done in, you know, $1,000 denominations. That is sweet. And let me tell you something. These folks who are working at restaurants, they need it more than ever right now. Many of them spent a lot of time not working at all. The fact that they've had to cut back to half capacity means that they're just not getting the kind of work that they used to get, and they're certainly not getting the kind of tips that they used to get. A lot of people still refuse to tip on to-go orders. Somebody still had to put that together for you. Somebody still had to build that. The kitchen staff needs a little something-something. If you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to go out, okay? Cook at home and do it that way, but, you know, save up some money, and then you can go out and you can tip as well. It's a good plan. Also, this is another good, it's a twofer right here. During the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah 2020, Israeli researchers realized they had a solid real-world opportunity to try out a nasal spray they were developing as a COVID-19 defense. As the Jewish faith's new year, tens of thousands would be traveling and attending synagogue and related festivals in the densely populated city of Bnei Brak, making it an ideal testing site. Approved in Israel, Tafix, a spray created by Nasus Pharma, created a barrier of both mechanical and chemistry chemical protection for around 5 hours when inhaled through the nose. It was this spray that his co-creator, Dalia Megiddo, offered to a B'nai B'rak rabbi for use at the festivals. 83 people agreed to use the spray before the festivals, according to instructions, reapplying every 5 hours until the celebrations were over. Remarkably, of the 83 people who used the nasal spray, only 2 people caught COVID-19. Both reported forgetting to use it. Of the 160 people who were approached but chose not to use the nasal spray, 16 of them, or 10%, did contract the virus. So it's a liquid mask in a nasal spray form, which is pretty cool. And unlike masks, it actually seems to work. So good for you. Way to go, Israel. Love you guys. No wonder you're the chosen people. There's your So Nice embroidery printing and promotion feel good stories of the week. Glad to bring them to you. Holy cow. All righty.